A Russian Soyuz rocket blasted off from Kazakhstan's Baikonur Space Center today, carrying a Russian cosmonaut and an American astronaut. Their capsule is due to dock with the International Space Station on Monday. Once on board, their main mission will be to keep the space station running smoothly. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Russian Mission Control just outside Moscow.
The liftoff from the very launch pad where human spaceflight began 42 years ago was flawless. It was monitored by NASA TV.
3, 2, 1. Have engines start and liftoff.
As the craft ascended, mission commander Yuri Malenchenko waved to a TV camera mounted inside the Soyuz. Within 10 minutes, the craft jettisoned its final booster engine as Malenchenko and American flight engineer Ed Liu entered orbit. That was greeted by applause here at Russian Mission Control. Russian space officials say everything is going according to plan. But this is no routine mission. The Russians hastily arranged it as a stand-in for the grounded shuttles, which usually ferry crews to the International Space Station. This is also the first time that only a two-man crew has flown to the station. The space on the Soyuz, normally reserved for a third crew member, is instead being used to haul extra water and supplies. Supplies normally carried by shuttles, which handle much bigger payloads. The smaller crew size presents challenges, says Russian flight director Vladimir Solovyov. In certain ways, this limits the program they can carry out on board, Solovyov said, referring to a reduced schedule of scientific experiments. It also puts a slightly greater burden on the cosmonauts themselves. 41-year-old Malenchenko and 39-year-old Liu spent an earlier stint together on the space station. Their close personal rapport was a key reason they were chosen for this crucial mission. Their main task is just to keep the ISS running. The alternative would have been to leave the $95 billion station unmanned. All of us on the technical side agree that for the station to fly without a crew would be too unreliable, Solovyov said. The current three-man crew aboard the ISS is scheduled to return to Earth next month on a Russian Soyuz capsule already docked at the station. Aside from the technical challenges of shifting from shuttle to Soyuz, the U.S. and Russia had to overcome lingering disputes. NASA criticized the Russians in recent years for failing to supply space station components on time. Since the shuttle tragedy, the cash-strapped Russians have demanded the U.S. help pay for extra Soyuz vehicles and Progress cargo ships needed to keep the station operating while shuttles are grounded. But Joel Montalbano, who's a NASA flight director for the space station, today played down any tensions.
It's kind of like a family relationship. You live and learn the Columbia accident. We've learned a lot with the Russian colleagues. We understand a little better about their program and the ability of their vehicles to carry supplies to the space station. They've learned a little bit more about our processes.
For both the Russians and NASA, this so far successful mission brings a sigh of relief. But it's especially sweet to the Russians. They've proven that despite the decline of their once mighty space program, they can still be counted on in a pinch. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, at Russia's Korolev Mission Control Center outside Moscow.